rear window that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell, welcome to the BFM studio.
Why, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful day.
It's been a decent day.
Great day for, you know, enjoying the outside environment.
What's that?
What's that you say? Is that because you've spent too much time in front of a screen recently?
That you see in movies.
Yeah, basically. Should we start or end with the part where I agree with the opinion of Mike Hosking, a New Zealand broadcaster?
Okay.
Is he still kicking around?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. What has he said recently that we should be agreeing with?
Not 99% of his show, which I don't know if you're aware, that plays at the same time as the 95 BFM breakfast show on a competing radio station. Mm. But I was in a private car for hire of a multinational brand that I won't mention on the radio, and the radio was on, and I heard Mike Hosking talking about a documentary, Three Identical Strangers, which is freaking good, can be found on Netflix, and is this incredibly buzzy story of, well, it's three identical strangers who are all
handsome young lads,
handsome triplets who become reunited, and then all sorts of other weird shit goes down. So they go from being isolated to being celebrities, and then to finding out why they were split up in the first place. It's a really, really good film.
It's good.
Snuck onto Netflix with very little fanfare, maybe a few weeks ago.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
All agreed.
So you also can proudly proclaim that you agree with Mike Hosk.
I also agree with him on the fact that we need to breathe air and walk around.
Oh, yeah.
And probably a couple other things. Maybe he likes popcorn like I do.
I've got some thoughts of Jean-Claude Van Damme's to share about air, actually, if you're in.
Are you going to do it in his accent?
No, I can't really do that. That one.
What era, Jean-Claude?
I think that's probably the heavy cocaine use era, which could span maybe a decade or two. I'm not sure really how to narrow that down. But he's quite interested in air.
Cocaine and karate, man, that's a dangerous combo.
And Jean-Claude's thought about air is that it's pretty interesting, because if we didn't have it, birds and planes would fall out of the sky.
Far out, dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also got
cocaine's a bowel drug.
He's also got some thoughts about peanuts and beer, which I'll paraphrase. That if you have peanuts, then you want to have some beer, and by having the beer, you want to have some more peanuts. So it's like a
negative feedback.
So it's like
loop.
A perpetual. He calls it a perpetual motion machine.
Well, eat one peanut, walk a mile. So. Any other insights from Hollywood? Tough guys.
I'll leave you with one more from Jean-Claude.
Okay.
On the topic of drugs, he says, drugs are like closing your eyes and crossing the road.
Has he? Okay.
Yeah. I can see or not see that.
Yikes. Hey, so other stuff in movie land. Let's go with some more action-oriented buzz. A new Russell Crowe film opened last week called Unhinged and topped the New Zealand box office, as it has in a few other countries. It's a type of film that wouldn't really trouble the ticket sale as much if the market was flooded with other stuff. But here it is. He is a panting, sweating, overweight, grumpy, crazy American man on a road rage terror trip. This movie is not a good movie, yet it is also extremely enjoyable as he just embarks on a very kind of one-dimensional, cartoonish trail of terror.
Why isn't it a good movie?
Because it's extremely poorly made. It's got terrible storytelling.
How did he find himself in this movie? He's the gladiator, for Christ's sake.
Ka-ching.
So it's got a budget, but they just they just missed the mark.
I guess the proportion of the budget that he got might have been significant.
Sometimes I like it when the actor just gets paid per line and they make it minimal chance.
Yeah, I think in this one he gets paid by every time he grits his jaw, sort of strains.
Someone said it was like a Breaking Down kind of vibe, but not. Like, it just gets worse and worse.
It is kind of falling down, but it's the comedy in this one's kind of unintentional. Falling down has that kind of good, like, satirical vein running through it. This is just kind of an accidental. It's accidentally better to watch than it should be. There's, for instance,
apparently he doesn't look good either. He's not looking good.
But it's role appropriate. Like, let's not shame Crow. He's an Oscar winning actor who has taken this part very seriously. I think this movie is worth watching, but just be aware that it is terrible. I mentioned a minute ago that a big film's absence from cinemas are what enables a film like this to do well. We finally do have a release date for Christopher Nolan's Tenet, which comes out in a couple of weeks, so that's really good. I also saw today that... have you guys seen the Korean horror film Train to Busan?
No.
It's really good. You can watch it on Netflix at the minute. It's a zombie horror set largely on board a bullet train as a bunch of people try and... flee from one side of Korea to the other during a zombie outbreak, trying to find like a place of sanctuary. It's actually come back for some limited screenings this week. And I just saw before, actually just bought my ticket a few minutes ago, that the sequel to this film, Peninsula, has kind of sneaking into New Zealand cinemas briefly from tomorrow. So I'm bloody going down to watch that on IMAX of all places.
Another train back
on my lunch break. Set 4 years after Train to Busan, so I'm not quite sure of the status of the trains in this one, but I think it might have a bit more of a post-apocalyptic rather than a pre-apocalyptic vibe based on the trailers. I heartily recommend Train to Busan, and if you've seen that, you probably are super keen to see Peninsula. One other thing I watched before we wrap things up. Probably heard of New Zealand documentary streaming service Doc Play. Some good stuff to see on there. They kind of keep adding titles all the time. One that went live on Monday is a film called The Amazing Jonathan Documentary. And it is a documentary about a very influential musician, sort of trailblazing through the 80s and 90s. It's quite sort of gonzo in his magic, I guess, like a lot of kind of like... feigned self-harm, a lot of drug gags and stuff. And this documentary follows him as he tries to mount a short tour after having to take time off for a terminal illness. And he just kind of goes, fuck it, I want to go back and do some shows again because I want to do shows. And then the filmmaker finds himself in some strange situations. Begins to suspect that the amazing Jonathan is fucking with him.
Did this film get a film festival release a few years ago?
Yes, okay. Yes, it did. It was one of those years where I just stuffed up my schedule and couldn't make it along to it. Kind of had a domino effect with some other things in the program. I'm so glad that I've had the chance to watch this film. It was such a good time. This is one of those can't quite believe what you're watching films that you should see with a bunch of people, and I highly, highly endorse it.
With Doc Play, can you just do like a one-off screening, or do you have to subscribe?
They do a month free trial, so okay. Jump on in, watch 29 days of documentaries, and then consider.
Okay.
I watched Rocket Man. It's terrible. It's an absolutely terrible movie. That sucks.
Yeah. Why? Why was it terrible? Just heaps of cringy moments.
I had to, just because there was so many bad reviews.
I saw it at the cinema. Yeah.
From the internet, just from people in passing. You know, I haven't watched the Freddie Mercury one yet, but I'm going to do that.
No, so don't do it.
Everybody, give me your opinion immediately, and I'll come back to you.
Is
it shit?
No, I haven't seen it, but after watching Rocket Man, I was like, there's no way I can do another one of these.
Unfortunately, the Sausage Factory just kind of keeps rolling the production line. Anthony McCartan, who wrote the Freddie film, a New Zealand screenwriter, has been announced today. He's writing the Whitney Houston biopic.
Okay.
And he is also writing the Bee Gees biopic.
Okay. Since we're on this tip, I watched the Lynyrd Skynyrd one. It's called Too Tough for the Streets or some shit like that. It's honestly, and it's not meant. But you should watch it.
It should actually be called Too Tough for the Streets or some shit like that. It would be a really fitting name for a Skynyrd.
The whole plane crash and everything, and there's a dude sitting down having chats about it.
Sports,
yeah. That's great film. Watch that.
Watch That, Not This. And that concludes that segment of Watch That, Not This.
Like Street Kings, or it's the weirdest name. It doesn't make sense.
Hey, there's heaps of stuff to watch, eh?
Good.
It's cool.
Scratch. Thank you very much, Steve Newell.
Hey, John, what's good?
Below Deck, season one, so good.
Where can we find
that? It's my secret shame. I watched it in a day.
From secret shame to public shame in the space of just a few seconds. 90 Day
Fiancé, if you want the most cringe out of your TV, 90 Day Fiancé is where you need to be. You'll get there soon enough. I've been where you are. I've watched Below Deck.
The first season, I was just like, I can't, no, I'm just going to leave it there.
Yeah.
It was so dirty, so good.
Sounds like that might be my Sunday.
I think there's a Kiwi on the boat. Isn't there one?
Not in season one.
Sucks that you know that, man.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.